Physician help check?
Yeah, there's my spam.
Yeah, Stony Ridge, Ohio.
We're good.
I don't get them.
I'm looking for this piece of paper.
Hello?
I'm losing sleep.
Yay! I was missing my whole folder, went out to the car and found it.
All right, 4:45. We did have a working session scheduled with the fire chief. He's delayed due to a fire this afternoon. Did all of you get that equipment replacement schedule? That was not sure what the original date on this was, but I asked Matt to
email
update
it to
this
us.
For us. There's
what date did you get that?
I emailed it out, I think, a week ago.
From you? From us?
Mm-hmm. To discuss the 24, it may have come from my bank email.
Oh.
But.
Yes, I remember getting it. I'm going to pull it up now. Please, go ahead.
No. I asked Matt to just give us an update. Some of this was for 24, 25, see what if the 24 stuff has been replaced, the 25 scheduled replacement has been ordered and or completed, and the 26 and 27 where we're at, because some of it's bigger, and then there's some larger ticket items on there, a new ambulance, a new Pierce engine, and a vehicle. I'll just see where budget-wise is where we might versus the original estimate. So if he's not available, we can put that on hold. But I guess in the meantime, got a couple of questions for Harold concerning Monclova Road. We got an email over the weekend about road striping. I had a conversation today with Mike Melnick, and he said that should be completed within the next 30 days, either by the county and or the contractor. But my ask was resurfacing between Hoder and Watergull Monclova. What's the chance of getting that done, since that is not in the scope of work? And he said he would check on it with the new guy.
Okay.
And let us know. But if it's not in the county's plans to resurface it, I mean, would we have any interest in doing that? Getting an MOU, getting it done at the same time? We're just discussing.
Yep. What? You talked to someone at the county about what road?
Okay, so Monclova Road between Coder and Albert.
Hold up. Mine ended up in the junk file. The guy who emailed concerning this is in my junk file, so I don't know if you saw it. A Joseph somebody?
Well, Joseph Ballmer emailed us about road striping on Monclova Road.
Oh, no, I did not see the...
In my junk file,
so. Mike Melnick said either the contractor or county will be restriping Monclova within the next 30 days.
And you said,
And I said, question, because Harold shared this with me. So next year, when the two roundabouts go in, the county is only going to resurface the portion between Albin and Waterville Monclova. So the portion between Waterville and Albin will not be resurfaced, at least not in the current plans. I asked Mike if he could ask the powers that be at the county engineer or the sanitary engineer. You know, it's patch. It's multiple patch-ups from the sewer back and forth across. But if the county says, are we interested at all at getting an MOU and getting that resurface? I'm guessing that's probably, about a half a mile, Harold, or a third of a mile?
Yeah, I don't know. That
that's probably at least a third.
Well, it's a bridge. If you're talking about Albin to Waterville Monclova,
that the county is taking care of that. So from Waterville Monclova, from the post office to Coder.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trudy. Yeah.
So they're gonna do to where the roundabout is. You know, probably 100 feet past the post office.
It's probably half mile, closer to half.
That's not in their scope of work to resurface.
Yeah, it probably is. I can tell you I can find it real quick and tell you
how
far
much half
it is.
Half a
The distance.
What's a half a mile cost? $500,000.
Well, it depends on what you're going to do. I would think it would just be
like we
there's
did
no
on
curb work
a thin overlay.
That's what we did on Plum Brook and.
No, that was a micro surface.
Okay.
We did a micro surface.
You just want a smoother surface than there is.
Well, I mean, if you drive down there, I mean, there's multiple. There's a patch down the middle, and there's a patch on the one side. And I ran into Dave Wagner over the weekend. He said they graded a swale. He goes, last time I checked, water doesn't run uphill. So he lives right across from the church where they scooped it out, and there's a big patch job there. And I don't know. Do we have any interest in doing that since it's a county, but it is. What would be the entrance to?
Yeah, we should look at what our options are and what they cost, absolutely. Why it's not part of the scope of work is now another question I would have, right?
Yeah, that.
It's like the report I just reviewed with Gavin. No. That. We discussed this with the sanitary engineer about the doing this before the road needs repaired so that we have to resurface. It'll all be taken care of in a seamless sort of way. Well,
and maybe that's why the bid came in $300,000 below estimate because they didn't include surfacing in there.
Yeah.
I mean, the original estimate was about $2 million and it came in at, what, $1 million?
Yeah.
Probably can't use any White House money because it's not a township.
Could a JED help us, you're saying?
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, let's check it out, Harold. Can we go back to fire and the apparatus? Moved over that so quickly because he's not here. You're doing this in part to stay on top of what is needed at the fire department and making sure.
Well, one of the concerns from the crews, from the line work or line guys,
is that we're not on top of things.
Well, that there was some equipment that not charging to full capacity.
Right. So you want to make sure everything's on board.
Well, at least the larger ticket items here. I mean, there's this.
Or on target.
So you got to make sure though, like if you look at your cell phone. And you say, what's your battery? Like after you leave the Verizon store, you never have 100% optimization. So just because someone isn't 100% optimization, you still use your phone. So there is a point where you're like, it doesn't charge enough for me to get through the day. I need a new one.
Right.
So when people bring things up and they give you one part of it, but is the battery optimization enough to still complete the job? And when is that a concern? That's what needs to be asked.
Has it ever failed?
I'm not saying I know the answer, but just because someone says the battery isn't good, my kids tell me that on their phone all the time. I don't buy them a new phone. So it's kind of like how you said this information on the fire. Like, okay, now we have information, but I need more information.
And that's a perfect example.
So
that we might not have the right equipment. Well, we need to dig a little bit deeper, and that's why I think Chuck was doing this.
Yeah.
But this is something that should be done in the budget process every year.
Right. But there's some bigger, and that's why.
And
I
if you're
to
concerned up. About the budget and the fire department, you should go to those meetings. Now, if all three of us went to the meeting, we would have to declare it. But I've sat in lots of budget meetings. At least one with Gavin, and before then and more. So,
I mean, some of the, for example, there's three power cuts on here totaling $105,000 projected for this year. They're 10 years old. you know, is the cost.
And that was one I remember being on that list. Yeah. Saying,
but is,
hey,
is the cost still $100,000? And are we scheduled? Where are we at? I mean, are they still operable? Are they still working?
Are you aware of this?
It's a supply chain issue right at this point, too. It's not like we can order something and get it in 3 months. And it's been this way for 3 years. Again, I went to another township meeting, and they're 18 to 2 years out. So it's a supply chain thing. And the reason I didn't see this equipment list, because I was included on the email.
I saw that.
You sure?
Barbara just forwarded to me. I don't see my name listed anywhere on here. I thought I was going crazy for a minute. I go, I read all my emails.
Just an oversight.
Huh?
Just an oversight.
Well, I thought equipment list, because I'm the one that's been pushing and pushing and pushing.
Yep.
And
right.
Asking,
I thought maybe
asking,
that
asking,
in part is why Chuck did this.
Yes, that is a part, right?
Chuck left me out because I'm the
No. No, I were here talking about this because you had the big conversation that you want a truck purchase tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought you were saying he left me out because...
Okay, and I'm suggesting I don't mind doing this at all, Chuck. I think that the team brought up an issue, and we should take a look at it and dig as deep as we need to dig. But this is a process we go through annually. We annually look at every department, what the needs are, what the future is, how we can get their best on the budget that we have.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, and this is, you know, I think worth discussion, is for next year, you know, to replace the boat. You know, that doesn't get used 5 times a year, I'm guessing.
Right, make a case.
If they are using it, it's
because it's on the list to be replaced. It's been here long enough. You know, they're going to tell me insurance is...
ISOs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like a lobbyist. Yeah, our insurance rate will have to go to that other score because we shouldn't buy a boat just because somebody tells us we have to buy a boat and this one's perfectly fine.
Right. I agree on certain items like that. But on the bigger ticket items,
yeah.
I bring it up again.
Well, you are pointing out the mechanical issues with the problems. There's no mechanical issues with this boat.
Right. I agree. And Waterville has a boat. Perrysburg has a boat.
Well, Mom, we all have ladder trucks, too, which
I
is
know.
Criminal. It's criminal.
But I did question that with the other township, and they're saying 100% the ISO scoring is why they have to do it. Because I question that also.
But we should be talking to that. We should have a lobbyist talking to them saying, hey, in this square mile, we have more than the city of Toledo does.
Mm-hmm. But they're claiming insurance purposes is why they
But also
doing
for
it.
27, he's got four big items, a $400,000 ambulance, $1 million pumper truck, and a $55,000 brush truck, or $80,000 brush truck. And a $55,000, what's Intercept Utility? Is that a Explorer, the command vehicle?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right, and we have
Police Interceptor Utility, I'm presuming that's, yeah.
That's going to be like...
The command vehicle?
Yeah.
So those are all for 27, but, I mean, since one of them was recently replaced because of the accident, right? So... Where is that, I guess, fit on the schedule?
Yeah. We talked about the brush truck because the brush truck, I don't remember what year it is, but it's very, very, very low miles. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's...
It's a 2006. So it'll be 20 years. It's 18 years old, so it'll be 20 years old to start the replacement.
But it's very, very low mileage. I think he said it was less than 40,000 miles. I don't remember what he told me. But why would you replace it?
I guess, and that's a conversation.
How often do you use it, right? Yeah. All that needs. And that happens in the budgeting process. We just need to hear it as a group here.
And to update this, it's like, okay, even though it's 20 years old, if it runs fine, it hasn't failed.
Right.
Does the job.
On the job.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if it's breaking down monthly, that's one thing, but if it's...
It seldom goes out in the wintertime, so it's not in, you know, in the...
It's about a field fire,
right?
Right. I'd like to spend the money on... other things we've just discussed, us like garage, or whatever we might need, the redoing this building, or adding more personnel, or whatever.
Whenever you're going to talk fire equipment, you have to have a bigger discussion. I mean, everyone's going to say they need this, this, and this, just like you just said on the ladder trucks and insurance ratings and all that. Like, I am positive there's creative ways around all that if we want to be creative. Or if we want to do what everyone else does, have a solo and everyone, you know, do their own thing and not coordinate everyone around you, then this is what we do.
100%.
So that's on
Monclova is Monclova Fire Department, and if Monclova needs a new engine, not signing $30,000 checks to put good money into a piece that should be being replaced.
You didn't get what I was saying.
Okay. Tell me again.
I'm saying we have to have a different idea on how to fight fires than everyone be in a silo and everyone buy their own equipment.
Yeah, I did get it.
Well,
that Monclova should join with other fire department, not be by themselves. I think is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe, but maybe one ladder truck for the region is a better use of our resources. And we have to talk to the insurance rating companies or the state legislature to make sure that it's about square miles, not individual entities.
Our township lobbyist.
I will talk about this,
we need
absolutely.
To talk to somebody.
It's getting all fire departments to talk about, too.
Right.
They like to say,
this is why we're doing it, this raid.
And, well, everyone wants their own stuff. And there's a point in time that we have to have big boy conversations on how do we help each other out the best. And it's what's best for each community. And doing the silos the way we do it is the way of the past, not the future.
Well, Chuck took this to the Lucas County Township Association, and we came up with...
The majority of them shot it down.
That's what I would say. We
Providence, Harding, they
all came up with, like, what are you trying to do? And Chuck's like, I'm trying
to... tax base.
Trying to have a conversation,
But the tax base...
We hadn't gotten that far. We hadn't even gotten to how we're paying for this. We just were talking...
Tax base would be even a bigger reason why they would be open to that discussion.
They
seem narrow-minded.
They just seem that they would try to make the tax base even across all the small townships that can't afford to come to a level to us to help cover.
Did you bring up taxes, Chuck?
Didn't get there.
No.
Didn't get there.
Well, they brought it up.
Because they went somewhere we weren't going.
Yeah. And it get brought up, from what I read in the paper, when they were talking about the data center in Ridgefield Township, I said, this would be a great way to fund this, and I said, we don't care. We don't want a data center, and... Trustees said, well, we hear you, but how are we going to pay for stuff?
So the whole point is, though, I know, Gavin, that you're thinking future down the road, district fires, things like this, everybody. But at the moment, McCullough still needs a fire truck, and it's still in the budget. Correct?
It's in the 2027 budget.
Right. But just like we issued a purchase order for a snowplow, and just like we issued a purchase order for an ambulance, there's no reason... Again, the other ships issued purchase orders for the delivery in 2027, not in the prices.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand all that. But I'm saying you don't think we're going to move the needle at all between now and 2027 on operations?
No,
and
I don't.
That's a shame on everyone sitting around this table.
No. Well, 76% of the people in Monclova Township thought the fire levy was a nice way to go and to keep Monclova Fire Department.
That is not what a vote for that levy said. It says this is how much we want to fund
safety.
The safety. It had nothing to do with branding.
I can't believe we're back to this. 200 or 300 yelling and talk about wanting to keep on the fire department.
There's 15,000 people in it.
And you always say people don't care who comes in as long as somebody comes in. I understand, Gavin. You've been in that situation. You've discussed this for 2 years. As far as the district, and people don't care who comes in as long as somebody shows up. I think at this point, Monclova has a very solid fire department. The overtime hours have been being cut down. There's things going on, and I think there's certain things that need to be tweaked, but at this point, with the paramedics and the stuff that is being staffed here, I don't think lacking.
So I have not said that we have an inadequate fire department. I have not said any of those. I'm saying there's a better way in the future to do things. And you can say that without putting down what we have right now. For some reason, if you have that conversation about how to do things in the future, people think you're cutting down what we have right now, and that is not the case at all. I would say I'm as big a Monclova fire advocate as there is, based upon you go back to the history on who fought for their funding and how their funding came about, and people didn't like how we came to full time. But if we didn't start that conversation, it was not Kevin Bernhard that started the conversation on how to get us to 24/7 cover. That never came out of his mouth.
No,
that only when we start talking to another jurisdiction, because we got information that said we need to be a 24/7 full-time department. And ever since that conversation, the whole topic has been, we are against the fire department. That is not the case at all. We had leadership that did not advocate for Monclova Fire to be full-time, timely, and it put us behind, and it did not prepare us to what we needed to be. And that is the truth. And there are better ways to do fire than for there to be hard line based upon what a jurisdiction. That's so what I'm saying.
We're totally off, as far as I think, we're totally off topic here, because that's more of a bigger picture than just us sitting here at Monclova.
I agree.
The only reason this all came up was because of
I think he was just trying to correct for the record what you quoted him as saying or doing. That's all Gavin was trying to do there. What you're worried about is the fire truck and getting it moved ahead.
Correct. And all of a sudden we're off on districts and off on ladder trucks and we're off on this. And all I'm asking for is that if a fire truck is needed and it's in the budget, why can't a purchase order not locked in not to cost Monclova Township taxpayer additional money that the ladder truck ended up costing an extra $300,000 or $400,000 because it never got moved down into the line.
That was just
everybody's going to blame COVID, and everybody's going to blame the committee, and everybody's going to blame this. And as you said, Chuck, before, nothing gets cheaper.
But still, I mean,
that is not true. Your phone bill gets cheaper. Do you know how many minutes you pay for Verizon?
Okay, wait. So fire equipment's going to get cheaper?
You made a blanket statement, and I corrected you.
Well. Chuck before said about the garage, and I said, at this point, do we need the garage?
I'd say cars are cheaper. I don't know that fire trucks aren't going to
get cheaper. Well, first of all, I don't even think we have a piece that, you know, would like to know the status of the current equipment, how much useful life we have. You know, I don't think, you know, if there's a committee formed, if they've identified them, but we need to set Chief Homewood with some deadlines. It's like, okay, if it doesn't need to replace in 27, come up with, identify something here in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it takes, but no more than six. And then if we can get one ordered for a replace in 27.
I've been asking for a year.
Yeah.
Asking for a year for the fire truck to be moved out of the back parking lot.
Yeah, well, that's the
it gets frustrating. I'm just going to let it gets frustrating that things keep getting pushed down. Nothing seems to be moving in the direction of things that need to be discussed, not being discussed, renovations, fire trucks, garages, the annex building. I'm just saying, it just seems like everything takes twice as long as something what should be. And maybe you guys always say, because I come from a business background, I can make these decisions and I'm having a new roof put on. I make the decision 3 months later, it's done. I just get very frustrated when things are still sitting the way the garage. No renovation, no plans, Gavin? We got plans yet for the renovation, Gavin?
We do.
Okay.
And we're going to finalize them next week to try and figure out how to bid them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it only happened because you stepped into it. That's the only reason that happened, correct?
I would say it helped.
It helped.
Motivate them to do it. I personally have not done a whole lot, but me being on the committee has made the committee meet and move forward, I would say.
And Harold and I had a Zoom call a week ago Friday with two representative Congresswoman Captor's office about the annex building for Perpetua Post Office site.
What was that about?
And we all knew this?
Well, we knew he asked.
Did we know there was a meeting?
No.
So.
Did it go well?
That's why there's Kim's executive session tonight to discuss a real estate transaction.
Well, I'd like to add personnel discussion onto the executive session, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to throw anybody under the bus. They can understand all these projects seem to be just almost going nowhere.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got a list here, Harold, of just some of the things we talked about here. So where are we at with the inspector position and the last firefighter?
I thought he put it in his memo.
I think it is in his memo, yes. They have to repost the inspector job because the person that applied withdrew. We only had one application, and that person withdrew. So they got to repost it.
Right.
And he may have done that. I'm not sure.
Anything on the MU at Roundabout at Wickerly and Monclova?
That's on his memo too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it Wickerly and Monclova? It's a roundabout. And I'm making a motion. We have so many of them anymore.
I read your report Friday, and I don't remember what I had for breakfast, Harold. So.
Right.
Wickerly at Monclova, yes. Okay. We have a joint cooperation agreement that we need to approve so I can sign it. We can move forward.
Okay. So I had a brief conversation with Doug this morning. I think that we gave Lucas County a tough time for not maintaining their roundabouts. So it's our job, now that there are roundabouts, to maintain them. I think about four meetings ago, I hate to quote time, I said, hire a gardener. I'm sure Craig Bauer could add to his contract. And Trudy's comment was, is that okay with the union? And yes, we all thought it would be okay with the union. But if we're maintaining them now, which we are, they need to be maintained. Because we can't say, oh, to the residents.
Well, I have a question. I thought somebody was on it through the end of summer, Harold, on doing that. No. I was on it through the end of summer.
I think it was into October. Yes.
Right, October.
Yeah,
yes.
Whoever did landscaping, I think it was under contract.
They were under contract till October.
Right. We did go in and pull weeds with the county's permission. And when all the tulips fell off the stems, and all we had was stems and leaves, I called the county and I said, so. Now what's what you do here? And they said you have to wait till all those stems and leaves dry up and turn brown, then you can take them off. You can't take them off while it's green.
No, they need that energy.
Yes, so
that's not the problem.
No, I know.
So the problem is whoever did it is probably not going to take care of what you're saying through October, which was.
I do not know they're taking care of it. I thought.
Well,
we
no,
need
to. I just said there was a contract, and Carol said
that. And as soon as we got
October.
The, oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's the company that contracted with the county that landscaping in
mm-hmm.
is supposed to take care of it until October, I believe.
Yeah, I knew it was later into the fall.
Right.
But again, it depended on.
And the rest of them that we're taking care of, we are taking care of.
All right, the township branding at Barkfield 20, I see that in your report. I had a conversation with Jerry Miller, too, and I'll check on it and get back to you, and that was 2 weeks ago. I said if you say something by the way, when a ribbon cutting is, oh, that's great, yeah, you're right. I'm like, well,
yeah,
that's, so. Edison. Are we surveying how many lights are out?
The maintenance department did that, and they've completed their survey. I just haven't seen the... Doug said he needed to compile the list because he's got sheets of paper with handwritten.
He said there was 57 of them out and 6 poles missing?
Something like that, yeah.
In his report.
So.
Well, and I guess the question with tonight with the public hearing, I mean... If we get a check from Stonegate and they forward it on Edison, what's their commitment on?
We're continuing.
We're continuing that tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And I hope
You said it's the same problem as last time.
Last year.
Yeah, I know. How many times? 5 times?
We continued it 6 times.
6 times.
And then they finally said okay. And when they came to me this time with their petition, I said, now are we ready to move forward? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we have to. Are there infrastructures going in?
Where's Doug at on the software for some of
I think that's on his memo as well. He updated a couple things. He's updating some things, yes.
January.
I think that's a project.
The noise reduction, those have been ordered.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Hmm?
Not yet.
For the pickle. Oh.
Oh, we signed a check, though. Are the sound barriers on the pickleball?
No. You didn't sign a check.
Was there a check?
You signed a purchase order.
I thought there was a check for 2021 that was in there.
Was. I can't even remember now.
Where's the checks?
I don't think so.
I have this on, this is an older one, but we talked about maybe a moratorium or zoning clarification for passive income, you know, the car wash, self-storage units.
And the
I mean,
jets.
We have one in self-storage, but do we want to, with...
yeah, that's good that made the list, because
no,
the jets,
was,
it would be our zoning code that needs updated.
Is that something we want to pursue? We still have the moratorium self-storage, right? But like car wash.
Hmm? I don't recall the month that was done.
But do we want to add car washes to that?
Well, even
what else would you consider a passive income with minimal employment?
Right. I don't know how you do it, but yeah, somebody who would think of all that could put it in there. It's probably in some other zoning code somewhere in America.
Okay. Yeah, I got here the truck out back is owned by the Firefighters Association, but do you know if they have any plans, Harold, to get it running or get it stored or let it continue to rot out back?
I haven't talked to anybody about that. Recently.
Yeah, that
they were.
That was, I have to agree, like that was already decided. We're towing it and throwing it away if they don't take care of it. Now, maybe we only said, since I don't know we have somebody actually covering the roundabout until October. I can't wait to see that contract. But this fire truck, we decided months ago that they needed to store it.
Yeah. June 3rd, we talked about it, and here it's July 23rd.
No,
it
was way
before that. But there was, I think on the 3rd, they clarified who the township didn't own it, the association owned it.
So if we need to do a formal letter that says it has to get out of township property, or maybe we could store it for a payment.
I don't have a problem. Get it out of here.
I thought this was already decided.
Issue.
Am I?
It was.
Well, I just don't think whatever do whatever you want with it. Just it's
nobody knew who owned it
yeah.
for sure. And
it's
if
like
that
the
has
stove.
Been established,
do we know who owns the stove?
It's gone.
Yeah,
the
we
new one's there.
We do now. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And you got the team of connectivity in your
report.
Memo. Yep.
That was at least a lead.
Yes, and I can't pronounce his name.
Right.
Yeah, he called me. He left me a voicemail message today, so
right.
I'll be talking to him. Not sure what we'll get out of it, but it's a start anyway.
We're going to get connectivity from Salisbury down Alvin to the bike trail. And how do you get from Salisbury? You get to Briarfield. How do you get back to Briarfield? You only need a couple of routes for everybody to be connected.
We've got it all figured out already.
Yeah, but I'm not an expert, so we need an expert.
I was another a Renwood resident, Lisa Wilford, heard me admire. What are we going to do with the path down here? So what stones down there? Are you going to pay it or what? It's like...
See, we're really close for them. We're really close, right? From Renwood, you can get through your neighborhood. You just need a little bit. And they can get to the bike trail and the ice cream and this downtown community that we all have.
Oh, and what's going to happen with the ice cream? We're going to throw roundabouts going at the same time. Talk to the county.
What do you mean with both roundabouts going at the same time? That'll be... The traffic will never slow?
No, that there will be no tow track.
He's saying...
I don't think they're going to do construction at the same time.
Okay.
That nobody will be able to get to the ice cream cream place. At least.
Oh, you now.
Nobody will
be
getting to the elementary. Nobody can get to the community building unless they go down low. So I do not think the county would be doing both at the same time to totally knock off that whole quarter of a mile.
It's going
to
be a tough...
Well, and there are two other roundabouts that are going in next year as well. And so they're... strategizing
how best do it.
Well, and you know, I know the fiscal year doesn't start to July 1st, but if there's a way to start these two June 1st to minimize the impact on the school, and because of they're closer to 45 days, that's right up against the opening of
school. No, I know.
I don't know if we can have that conversation with Minsky's office or not.
Well, and again, they're concerned they don't want construction of either of these to interfere with the traffic patterns when Albin and 20A and
How would we get to the stretch of
I haven't heard what their strategy is yet, but they were trying to work that out because they've got four of them to build.
And with
enough
the
EMS,
this is maybe something
in the middle of
the OTA, but is it Ottawa Hills and White House are picking up the stormwater assessment, ditch assessment for the residents, but we can't because we're a township, is my understanding. They can because they're villages.
Can or can't, is it? Should is a better question, Chuck.
Yeah.
So he's saying they are, so they decided they should.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we decided we should, we could.
We could.
I don't know. We'll check.
Yeah. I thought Mo was paying to their people, too. I thought I heard that.
Well, that's a Mike Panuski question. Can you put that on your list?
Well, or like I said, if that, I don't know if that's something that Home Rule would allow us to do or not. If we decided to do that.
We need to still do home rule. We need to get the vote. We're not doing it, obviously, this year, but maybe next year. We need to do a better job explaining why it's important.
All right. The only thing else on here is the LGGF. Mike Hampton and I did meet Metro Representative Beck and Mike and Mark haven't had any follow-ups since their levy has passed. The agenda, I have just executive session for real estate, economic development, and employee performance review.
And the public hearing is going to be
continued. For 30 days, Harold.
30 days, Harold, on the
Yes.
Till what's the second meeting in August?
I'll click this because you don't want to see
it. I have it August 18th.
Do you have anything?
I do. Real quick, just as a reminder to the elected officials in the room here that they need to be aware that there is no solicitation for voter support from any emails, township emails. This copied on a piece that was asked. And
I need to be clear on this. I can't send a blang@monclova.tw.p email out asking for votes.
Right.
Okay.
Or
solicitation or
support or money or
I didn't ask. I just said.
Sorry. I just want to make sure I'm right.
I know. So I'm just a reminder that it's not on letterhead, it's not an email, it's not our website. It's all outside and personal. No asking. Okay, any questions? Anybody? Okay, thank you.
All